The views presented today are those of Crystal Langdon of Crystal Clear Finances and do not necessarily represent the views of Alpha Star Capital Management, LLC. Have confidence facing financial decisions and learn the steps that are right for you. Join us for the next 30 minutes as certified financial planner Crystal Langdon helps make finances crystal clear.
Welcome to Crystal Clear Finances. My name is Crystal Langdon, and I'm going to be your host for the next 30 minutes as we provide financial clarity so that you can have confidence facing those key financial decisions. Well, today we're going to be talking about a subject that I never thought I would bring to the table, and that is to talk about why good things can happen when you get hacked. Here we are in a day and age where businesses are needing to go online in a way that they can communicate effectively one-on-one with their clients and in a large group setting. Now, I know that we have radio, which we do every week, and boy, we've been doing this for over 20 years. And of course, we have our Crystal Clear Finances podcast, and that's relatively new within the last year. But now, because of this COVID-19, we're literally taking our seminars that used to be right in our office where we'd have 30 to 50 people would show up. We'd give them their sandwich. They'd sit and eat while we presented for 45 minutes, and then they'd sign up to meet with us one-on-one. It was just a wonderful experience that individuals would go through. Well, we can't do that anymore when you're social distancing. And to be truthful, it was something that also needed to be expanded because many of our listeners, probably even you yourself, live 3-4 hours away from our office. And now they're calling us saying, hey, we'd like to be part of those strategies for saving seminars. We'd like to come and listen to the Crystal Clear Investing seminars, but we can't drive 3 hours on a work night, sit for an hour in a seminar, and then drive another 3 hours back and be ready for work the next day. What can you all do to help us? We kept saying, oh, we need to get online. We need to start streaming. And boy, this COVID-19, one of the good things that came out of it is it pushed us out of our comfort zone. And you guessed it, we took our seminars online. So last month, in case you didn't see it, we did our strategies for savings event. And we put that on our Facebook. It went live. We had no problems with it. Very smooth presentation. We had G3. He was there introducing and answering questions. As I began talking about the importance, which is being proven today, the importance of having safe money outside the market, realizing there are other places we can put our money and let the money in the market be your gravy money. Let the growth that happens, let us celebrate on that. But when the market goes down, like we saw it do, it's on its way back up, but we saw it go down. Instead of being in a panic and worried about that's your only resource, having that extra savings, not just in a savings account, but savings that actually works for you, is so important. And that's why we thought one of the next things we should do is we should talk about investments, right? As part of our component, savings, investments, and protection. So this past week, we said we're going to do our Crystal Clear Finances. We're taking it live. Everybody join in. And so we had it promoted on Facebook. We called all our clients. Boy, we had a really good following. And when I brought up my Zoom, what a great experience to be able to see different people lining up in the waiting room. And if you've never done a Zoom live, one of the things is, as the presenter, you can see how many people are waiting to join your call. And well, that's really encouraging when you're sitting in front of a screen and you're thinking, okay, I can't see anyone. I hope they can see me. Now, unfortunately, when we went live on Wednesday's Facebook Crystal Clear Investing Seminar, we had some not so nice people that actually hacked into our Zoom because they came in as one of the attendees and then did some not so nice things on drawings when we were trying to present, and some not so nice pictures to the people who were in our audience. So we thankfully picked up on it right away and we shut it down immediately, which was good that we were able to react quickly. But you know what? It shook me for just a little bit. You press that button and all your hard work for the day, everything that you've been doing to make sure that you can bring quality information, and because someone decides to not play nice, then the whole seminar was stopped. Do you know what it did? One by one, I had people jumping on Facebook or sending me emails saying, Crystal, where's your seminar? I want to learn about this. Hey, Crystal, I need to know, what is a Roth? I need to know in these times, what's the difference between a stock and a mutual fund? And all these lists of questions came in. And you know, I do want to do a public shout out and thank everyone for their kind words. No, it wasn't a fun experience. No, the things we saw, we'd like to unsee. But one of the things we can know from this is that we can be thankful that this happened, because now we know, hey, and this is just a freebie insight for you right here. Whenever you do a Zoom webinar, a Zoom Facebook Live, you don't want to post your ID meeting out there for anyone to use, and they need to register in advance so that you can give them a password so that you can see who's really getting in there and trying to cause havoc. And so we learned a lot from it. We had our cybersecurity guy come in and check our computers, and he said, oh no, they can't get into the computers. He did a full sweep of it. We're good on that. He said, they just get into these Zooms and cause havoc for a lot of people. And so we're learning from that. We're going forward. But what I learned most was that the questions that people have right now when it comes to investments, they're so key. And that's what I thought, you know what? Why do we need to let someone else shut down this training? Let's take our time here on Crystal Clear Finances on our radio show. And of course, we're going to upload this to our podcast as well. Let's give you that information that you were asking for. And then we'll record this, a live training, and we're going to put it back up on Facebook Live. And I do want to encourage all of you that are listening today, we are going to every Wednesday. Yeah, there's no people in masks that are going to shut us down. No, we are not going to be intimidated. We are going to make sure that we get that information out so each and every one of you can have confidence for your financial decisions. We're going to make sure that gets done. So every Wednesday through the month of June, we're going to have what we call Wealthy Wednesdays. And on that, at 5:30, we're going to go live, maybe about 15 minutes. We're not looking to do these long, huge seminars. We just want to give you a financial gem that you can apply in your life right then and there. We want to give you some insight, whether it is how to make compounding interest work for you, how to stop financial bleeding, how to, you know, what are some of the five steps that we need to take if you want to build a business? What are four ways that we can reduce expenses and increase income? Different ideas that we have lined up to share for you. And what's been so beneficial out of all this, of having that Zoom account hacked or my Facebook Live hacked this past week, is that I was able to hear questions that individuals had that they were hoping to hear answers on. And I'm going to use those questions. And over the next month and a half, every Wealthy Wednesday, we're going to tackle it. We're going to make sure we go through it. So I want to encourage you, if you have questions that you say, Crystal, I would love to learn about this, or can you give me your thoughts on this? Go on my Facebook Crystal Clear Finances page. You can either send me a message through there. You can write it right on the page. Hey, Crystal, on our next Wednesday, Wealthy Wednesday, will you talk about what's the difference between compounding interest, or will you talk which do you think is better, to lease a car or to buy a car? Begin to put your questions out there so that we can answer them. And if you don't feel comfortable, and I know that there, when it comes to money, it's a funny thing, people don't like to talk about it. Thank God that I do. But what you can do is you can always email us, crystal@crystalclearfinances.com, and you can go to Crystal Clear Finances website. There's a place where you can contact us through there. You can download our Hidden Wealth Analyzer. You can download our cash flow spending plan. Those are free gifts that we're creating for you because of what we're walking through as a country. We want to give you tools to climb out of the crisis, and that's what we want to make sure our Wealthy Wednesdays and our Saturday programs do all the time. So keep a lookout on our Facebook page. You'll see that we're going to be posting webinars. We're going to be posting those Wealthy Wednesday snippets, a lot of information, because you can make it through this. And I understand that this is a very trying time for many individuals. A lot of people are upset. A lot of people are uptight. They're not sure what to do. There is a lot of fear out there that we're constantly pushing through to say, hey, we can do this. You can do this. You know, the last time that I have felt such national fear and national uncertainty and that unrest that just gnaws in the pit of your stomach was around 9/11. I mean, if you think back to that day, just take a moment. And I know there's a lot of memories with it, but I remember that morning not thinking anything was going to be different that day. I had my three kids in the back seat, dropped them off at the local school, said, okay, love you, dropped them off. I knew I was picking them up at 2:00. And so I just went to work. And I remember where I worked in this financial planning office, because if you remember my story about how I got started in it, I was hired to come work at a financial planning office, and I started as an administrative assistant. So I was literally doing the paperwork of everyone wanting to do life insurance, of everyone wanting to do Roths and IRAs and investments. And I would make sure that their paperwork was set up correctly. I'd open their accounts online, and I would check that their money had been invested properly. And I so remember that day because I was looking and watching everything going in, and I couldn't get on the stock market. It's like, why isn't the stock market moving? It should be showing me what it's doing today. I mean, whether it's going up or whether it's going down, just show me something. And I just couldn't seem to get it working. And I remember as I sat in this office, and it was adjacent to the my employer's house, like there was just a sliding door in between one of those pocket doors. All of a sudden, I remember the pocket door flying open, and he comes racing across the room into his office yelling, "Come here." And I'm thinking, oh my gosh, did something get invested in properly for a client? We need to quick sell it before they lose their money. What is going on here? And I remember he had this really small TV, kind of the size of these small laptops. That was the TV. He had it on the second shelf. I don't know why I remember it, but it was on the second shelf. And he quick clicked it on and we watched. And I remember when he clicked it on, seeing the one tower, there was smoke everywhere. And I saw the plane hit the second tower. It was that late in the game that I came into this. And I saw it and I was just numb. And he was numb. And then we watched and then cried together as we saw the towers begin to fall. I think the whole nation was numb that day. It was so quiet in our office besides our tears. And I remember thinking how... I was thinking of the people in the building. I was thinking of the families related to the people in the building. And I remember thinking that our country will never be the same. That yes, we will go on, but how? And there was so much uncertainty. I don't know if you remember that, not knowing what to do. And I've talked to friends that I've had that were supposed to be in New York City that day and just didn't make it. And I'm so glad that their train was late, or they woke up late, or they decided to go take a run first, but they missed being in those buildings. But I say all that because I know as a country, we experienced something that threw us off, that we weren't expecting, and it had significant impact on our economy. Now, from an economic point of view, not from an emotional, but from an economic point of view, this is what they would have called, and this is what they did call, a black swan event. And I know those of you who are listening, who are my clients, you know that I'm giving you information on this in our newsletters because it's so important that we understand this. Because a black swan event, let me explain it the best way I can explain it, is when there is a catastrophic event. Boy, 9/11 wasn't it? A catastrophic event that causes a severe emotional reaction, which we did. We all went numb. We all shut down. We were under attack, that creates an economic repercussion. And the stock markets were shut down for a week. Countries around the world, they shut down their stock exchange because they were afraid, is what happened to the U.S. going to happen to us? It had huge ramifications in this whole event. But here's what happened. The president, President Bush, he got on television, right? And he stood up there and he called the country together. And he said, we are going to face this. We're going to find who did this to us. We're going to come together as a unit and we will be great again. And he began to speak peace and he began to speak hope and he began to speak direction. And as Americans, we came together. We began donating our blood. We began doing everything we could, checking on our neighbors. We went back to our roots about what made us great to begin with, which is being able to have community one with another. We finally remembered again that it's family. That's what is the key to all of this. It's having relationship with those that you love. It's not being so busy that we forget to tell each other, I love you. And as a country, we went back to our roots. And then we got back to business and the economy began to recover and we spent more and the economy began to recover and we came together and we rose up out of that situation, didn't we? And then we went on with life and we kind of forgot about it over time. Maybe the wounds of it are still there, but the sharp everyday reminder, we still see it when we go through airports, right? Having to go through the security. We still see the long-term effects of 9/11 in areas of our life, but we've went on. And now I bring that to where we are today. Because what happened is that we experienced a 9/11, which was called a black swan event. We recovered as a country. We went on. And then on March 13th, the president of the United States went on TV and said, I am declaring a national emergency. What did that do? It was a catastrophic event, which caused an emotional reaction that triggered an economic result. And that's what we're living in right now. This doesn't take away from the people that have been sick, the people that have passed away. This does not minimize the great efforts that have been done by our policemen, the nurses, the doctors, those who are out there on the front lines, who are getting things done, who are taking care of the sick. This doesn't minimize it by calling this a black swan event. We salute you. We celebrate you. But what it does is it helps us as a country to realize, wait a minute, our country is still great. Wait a minute. The companies, they are strong. We can do this and we can overcome. It was an external event that has pushed this down, but internally we have the strength and the fortitude to arise, to face this, to adjust, to pivot, to do what needs to be done because we are a great nation. Now, I know that leading up to this, we've been a little bit fighting, haven't we? We've been bickering back and forth about Republicans, Democrats, socialism, democracy, all the different things that you can fight about. We have been listening and watching our leaders when they try to sneak things in bills so that they can help other organizations, a lot of patting each other on the back and filling each other's pockets. But you know what? We're coming to a time where we need to get back to the roots. And that's what this social distancing is doing, is it's making us stop and look at what's really important. What is it, guys? It's our family. It's not what our funds are doing in the 401k, and it's not what our funds are doing in the stock market. And yes, we will talk about what are the best ways to start looking at things. Those are all important. But the most important thing that we want to take from COVID-19 is that the importance of getting back to our roots and getting back to the way business and government should be. And you know what? I know government is so big, and sometimes it feels like it's helpless and we can't do anything about it, though we can vote. But when it comes to business, we can get back to a handshake means a handshake. When we give our word, we do our word. We don't back down. We follow through. You want the new way of doing business? I'm telling you, it's this. It's let your handshake be a handshake and let it mean something. Let's do business, not because someone's going to give us something for it or because we've bartered with someone else and then they'll give us a favor and we're going to fill our own pockets. Let's do business the way we were meant to do business, which is serve. And if we will serve, we will serve our way out of this COVID-19. We will be big. We will be better, and we will be stronger. The stock market tumbled 1,000 points, and yet the panic and fear driven by the media didn't affect you at all. Why? Because you haven't placed every penny you owned in the market. You haven't given up control of all your resources, and you haven't bought into the notion that the only way to succeed is through risk in the stock market. You have confidence because your financial plan is crystal clear. To learn more, call Crystal Clear Finances at 518-433-7181. And we're back with more Crystal Clear Finances. My name is Crystal Langdon, and it is such a pleasure to be here with you. I know if you tuned into the first part of the program, yep, you're right. I got a little preachy. I got a little excited because I am seeing that as a country, if we can understand this black swan event that we're in, which we know is an external situation, a catastrophic event that impacts us emotionally so that we react. And when we react, it causes economic change. And not always for the best. There's economic repercussions to people being sent home. There's going to be economic repercussions for businesses that had to close and will not be able to open again. But here is the deal. We need to reach out as a community and find the things that we need to do, and we need to get back to our roots. Now, you might be saying, well, Crystal, that's really all fine and dandy. I appreciate you saying that. But what in the world does that have to do with a financial program? It has everything to do with it. And let me explain why. You know, we get so busy in life that we forget our roots with our family. We forget our roots on so many things. We forget our roots when it comes to finances. And we just listen to what they propagate, whether it comes on the news or wherever it's coming from. And we say, oh, I guess that's what I need to do. And we just do it and we never investigate it. We never go back to the root to see if it's true what you've been told to do. I want you to think about a huge example right now. We have been told, true or false, would you say that it is promoted, the number one thing to prepare for retirement, number one promotion that is out there is what? It's to put everything into your 401k. Now, I want you to think for a moment. Just imagine with me. Imagine that you're 65 years old. You've worked really, really hard all your life. You've done everything that they've told you to do. You have maxed out your 401k. And now once you were over 50, you even did the catch-up provision. Now that probably made things really super tight at home. You missed pizza night with the kids, date nights with your spouse. You didn't get to drive a car that was fun. You have this clunker that's duct taped together, but you made it to 65 and you played by their rules. And now you're watching the economy. Let me ask you, what's going through your mind? How confident are you feeling with this advice that was given to you, that was promoted? Could it be possible that what you were told as truth is not truth? Could it be possible that there could be another reason why people tell you to put money into a 401k? Now, I want to pause here for a second. At Crystal Clear Finances, do we like people to invest in the market? Yeah, I think that there's potential for growth in the market. Yes, it's volatile. Yes, it goes up and down. But if you understand our core components of who we are at Crystal Clear Finances, and you've listened to us talk about the three key components of savings, investments, and protection, you know that what we don't believe is that every penny you have should be in that 401k or in that IRA or in the stock market. Even if it's a Roth, we don't think it should all be in the stock market, right? We think that we believe that your money should be properly positioned so that when we have run-ups in the market, which I think is coming, we're turning a corner, guys. Watch, we went down as low as 18.5 when it came to the stock market. And as of this recording, we're up at 23 and we're climbing. So we are going heading back up to that 29 where we were before. I believe, of course, it's not a guarantee. And I want to make sure I'm compliant in how I'm saying this. But the truth is, we think that there is great opportunity, especially right now. We have people overnighting checks to our office and saying, get this in the market as soon as possible. I want to max out my Roth. I want to put money into my joint account. I want to take advantage of this rising market that's happening. I'm super excited. We're thrilled with that. But these are the same people that we have worked with who have resources in their green tank, resources in that savings account that's actually growing for them, actually working for them, that they have the liberty to be able to take out and invest in opportune times. But see, that is not what is taught when you're listening in the great mass media. But understand, how does a 401k work? And I always tell my clients, follow the money. Follow the money. If you're not sure, follow the money. And so 401k, when you get to the age, and now it's been age 72, but for years it was age 70 and a half, you are going to be forced to touch that. And you might say, I know, Crystal, but that's what it's there for. We do not know what the tax rate will be when you are 72. So if you go back to that picture of what we're imagining, you've worked hard all your life. You scrimped and saved, put everything in that 401k, even did the catch-up provision because you were after age 50. Now you're watched how your account went down 10, 20, 25%. You're getting close to retiring and realizing, oh, everything I have is there. If this happens while I'm in retirement, what do I do? And now you're realizing that at age 72, even if we were in the middle of another black swan, even if it was something you didn't do, but it impacted our country and pushed our stock market down, right? Then you could be in a place where you're having to sell your investments at a loss just so that you are taking out the required minimum distribution that the government's going to make you take. Now, I do want to say one thing right now. For 2020, where we are today, thank you, government, we do not have to take our required minimum distribution. Whew. So if you're an individual that's listening to this right now and you're 72 years old and you're thinking, well, I didn't have a Crystal Clear Finances in my life. Crystal, where were you when I was younger? I hear that all the time. And you have everything in an IRA or in a 401k. Thank God. This is the first time I know that they have done this where you don't have to do a required minimum distribution. I'll have to double check if they did that also in 9/11. But the point of the matter is they probably aren't going to repeat this next year. And if everything you have is in that 401k, you will be forced to touch it. My whole point in just that example is this. If someone had said to you, you need to put money in 401k, and you had asked for all the details of it saying, well, what does it mean? Tell me the bullet points of everyone, the good, the bad, the ugly, and you had had a chance to see it, chances are you probably would have said, you know, I think it's a good idea to put into my 401k up to the match. That makes sense to me. But all that other money above the match, I think I might use that over here in this more safe account that's not market related, like Crystal talks about, so that that can keep growing, so that I have one part of my portfolio that can take advantage of market volatility, can take advantage of growth, and then I've got another part that I can still sleep good at night in the midst of black swan events, in the midst of COVID-19. I don't have to worry that all my money just poof, went away. And that's why during this time, one of the benefits to all of this that we're walking through is that it's making us get back to our roots, get back to our roots with our family, our loved ones, get back to our roots of what we were created to do, why we're even here, and get back to our roots when it comes to money. Because if we can understand how money works, then we can have confidence when we're facing those decisions. We can say, I can see what's going on right now. And boy, do I have a lot of money that's sitting over here in cash. I think I'm going to convert some over it, and I'm going to put some in the market right now and take advantage of where I believe the market will be going. And then what I'm going to do is I am going forward as I'm going to make sure I'm equally feeding my opportunity safe money as well as what I'm doing over here in my investments, because we want multiple streams of income that can come in, multiple streams of areas, so that when something is down, we have someplace else that we can pull from. So I know a lot of information that we're going over today, but my encouragement to you is the importance of making sure that you're talking to yourself, that you're getting the information, that you're connecting with people who are talking to you about finances, and that you're getting the full picture. We want to make sure that you have the information you need to successfully make those financial decisions. And I'm looking at the clock and realizing that we are almost at the end of our time together. I am going to encourage you to do one thing. I want you to go to our website, crystalclearfinances.com, and let me explain why. Because we have created specifically for this time a hidden wealth analysis and a cash flow crisis spending plan. Because one of the things that we're seeing here is that individuals are feeling a little bit helpless. They're ready to get back to their roots when it comes to finances. But because they've been in the rat race of life for so long and been on that hamster wheel, they're not quite sure how to jumpstart things. And I have found that in order to jumpstart, we need to figure out what our hidden wealth components are so that we can recognize them. And that's what this questionnaire does. It's a 2-page questionnaire that literally is designed to provoke thoughts within you of, hey, wait a minute. You know, I used to have a talent over here. What could I do with that talent? And are there people out there that could use it? And boy, if I did that talent to the highest of my ability, would they actually pay me for it? I'm going to close with this story because I think this is so powerful, and I encourage you, go to crystalclearfinances.com. I want you to download it. But one of the things that we are doing here is I have twin nieces and nephews, right? They're Bopsy twins, and they love to bake. And so this is what Aunt Crystal's doing with them. I said, I would be willing to purchase something from you on a weekly basis, but in order for me to do it, we know that their hidden wealth is baking, right? It's something that they can do, that they love to do, that they're growing their skill set in, and that can create revenue. So what I've told them to do is I need you to break down how much it costs you to make every cookie that you make, and then we're going to put together a plan that shows how much you need to charge for your time and how much you need to charge to make sure that you've put together, you can pay for all your ingredients so that they can take their hidden wealth, they can take their hidden skill sets, and they can bring it to the market at 10 years old and be able to sell and be rewarded for those hidden abilities within us. Each of us has a hidden ability. It's time to get back to the basics, get back to your roots, and find out what are those skill sets that light you up, and then use this time, during this time of social distancing, to get the skill sets that you need. Begin reading books, taking classes. You know, I had 40 people sign up for my business development course just the other day because they said, Crystal, I'm ready to take it to the next level. My question to you is, what are you doing to sharpen that skill set? First step, Go to crystalclearfinances.com, download the Hidden Wealth Analyzer, and let's start from there. Well, we're at the end of our time together. I want to thank you for joining me each and every week, and I want to invite you to give our office a call at 518-433-7181 because we're still doing virtual appointments. And then, of course, join us again next week where we will continue to provide financial clarity so that you can have confidence for every financial decision. Thank you, and God bless.
Have confidence facing financial decisions. Learn the steps that are right for you. Visit crystalclearfinances.com or call 518-433-7181 today and schedule a free initial conversation. Discover the strategy that is right for you and reach your financial goals. Crystal Langdon is a certified financial planner, investment advisor, qualified kingdom advisor, and a member of the Christian Financial Planner Network. Tune in next Saturday morning for more Crystal Clear Finances. Investment advisory services are offered through Alpha Star Capital Management, LLC, an SEC registered investment advisor. Alpha Star and Crystal Clear Finances Incorporated are independent entities. The information provided is for educational purposes only and is not intended as investment advice for anyone. All information discussed is believed to be from reliable sources. However, we make no representation as to its completeness or accuracy. The opinions expressed are subject to change without notice and do not constitute financial, legal, or tax advice. Please consult your financial professional before executing any financial strategy.